Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let me ask you this. We've been talking about the administration a lot from a financial standpoint as far as tariffs and different things of that nature, but I know there's a lot of other stuff that's been going on. I see this Harriet Tubman thing. I'm still not 100% sure what actually happened. Of course, we know about the DEI. Of course, we know about, you know, the murals that's getting taken down across America. Inform us of what's going on as far as, like, what do we need to know that's been happening over the course of the last, you know, couple of months that we may not be fully aware of? And, how can we actually just stay in tune with that?
Yeah, I think we have to take it back further than a couple of months, right? Just so that we can watch the trend. And it is why I have been so intentional about talking through what a rollback of diversity, equity, and inclusion really means. Because I know that the conversation has become, oh, this is about white people, white women benefit more than other groups and what have you. And really, the point that we've continuously made is that when they say DEI, while they don't mind hurting their own, they're talking about Black people. And let me give you why. Because DEI is the grandchild of affirmative action. And we know some time ago, they started with affirmative action, wanting to do away with affirmative action, saying that it was unfair, it's racist, it's divisive, so on and so forth. It's to be merit-based. So they started that then. And we know that affirmative action was necessary because if it had not been for something like that, a program or a concept like affirmative action, we would not have been able to gain access to anything. So I think back to Reverend Jesse Jackson and other leaders who fought. And even when you hear some of Dr. King's speeches, not just the I Have a Dream speech, which is what most people know, he was talking about economic advancement, economic equity, rather, right? And so affirmative action is sort of an idea that came out of all of that, that we have to find a way to ensure that Black folks and women and other marginalized groups have a seat at the table, because if not, it would be white men being the leaders of everything, and then they would have their white women being the administrators of their business. So the next thing we know, in the last several years, they started with critical race theory, right? And critical race theory was the first time, and a lot of that came because in Donald Trump's first presidency, and even leading into when it was the campaign was happening, their own children, the white children, were saying, we don't agree with our parents. Now, y'all remember when Donald Trump was president, some of the white children, Kellyanne Conway, she was the White House press secretary, her daughter was literally making TikTok videos saying, my mother is being racist. She works for a racist man. These kids turned against their own parents because they were learning about our history. And as Black folks become, you know, more, you're starting to see more professors who are more radical, who are or more acknowledgeable, who are teaching history to college students that the white kids got an opportunity to hear as well, they know that there's something wrong with how our parents and our forefathers are operating in the world and how it is oppressing other people. So now they've come to the DEI fight. What they are basically
what's the critical race theory? What exactly is that?
And by the way, they tried to say that critical race theory was being taught to kids. Remember, they were trying to say that little kids in junior high and elementary school were learning critical race theory, which was not true. Critical race theory is a college concept. So in college, people were learning about racial injustice, racial justice, examining race in all the issues. So in other words, if you want to talk about agriculture, right, they would implement and infuse some conversation about how race impacts even our agriculture, our food, the farmers, the access that some kids get to or certain people get to certain types of fresh fruits and vegetables versus others. So it basically uses the idea that race matters in all areas to teach lessons and to talk about history. So now they're on diversity, equity, and inclusion. So while some of us believe that this is just a new thing that needs to be gutted out because it didn't represent Black folks, it is a continuation instead of them trying to erase our history. So when you talk about the Harriet Tubman piece, where they attempted to remove her from the Navy, or the Navy's, I guess they have a national something somewhere, library or something. I don't know. I didn't really do that much research on it. But they wanted to remove that history because they want to whitewash it and not have their own children and communities understand how race and oppression has impacted us as Black people in this nation and why programs like affirmative action and diversity, equity, and inclusion are important in order to ensure that we get our fair and equitable share, which we still aren't. But nonetheless, that is the reason why people fought for those concepts to exist. So, when I think about the importance of this moment, what I see is a nation that is attempting to change history so that we are less aware than we currently are, which so many of our people don't even understand our history in the first place, which is why we have so much killing, Black folks killing one another, the Black beef that we can't get out of that cycle. It is literally because a lot of people do not understand that while we're fighting one another, the entire system is caving down and we're going to be the ones to be impacted the most.
Yeah. For those tonight who are looking for a solution, and despite of all the destruction that's happening with DEI and systemic racism, like in your theory, like what is a solution for us? Is it to leave the country? Is it for us to bond together? Because I know a lot of us want a solution, but I don't think one has been given. In your opinion, what should we do?
Well, you know what? I think it's a mixture of things. I do not think that there's anything wrong with if you have the resources to invest in what I noticed that you all just built some, or you are building in Africa. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I need to figure out how to get to be a part of your project, right? Like, I don't think there's anything
wrong. Diversity and location.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong. If you have the resources, you should absolutely look at how to set up your life and, of course, to make sure that your children and your family have a place to go. And I think Africa is the best place because we have people there who have open arms. And, they try to teach us that Africans don't like us. They don't want to do business with us. They hate us. And it's a lie. As soon as you put your feet on the soil,
you feel like you're at family reunion.
Exactly. And you have people who say, what is the thing they say to all of us? They say, we've been waiting for you. Welcome home, right? And so I think that, yes. But what we have to also acknowledge is that most of our people will not be able to do that. They either have the resources and don't know, or they don't have the resources and there's nowhere for them to go. So that housing projects in Detroit, the housing projects in the Bronx, the housing projects in St. Louis, that is pretty much, that's it. That's where they are, right? Yeah. Even if they're driving a Benz, in that housing project, that's still the, you know, other than them maybe buying a house in the suburbs later on in life, they're not going any further than that. So any farther than that. So now then the question becomes for us as leaders and as people who know better, what do we do to encourage our folks that right where you're sitting without having to move to Africa, without having to do all these things, what do we do right now to stand together? And I personally believe that knowledge is key. Right. This is more than being on Instagram to know what Kanye said and what or Ye, what he said or what, you know, was who sleeping with who and who did this and that and the third. You have to make sure that you're following people like, you know, Until Freedom, my organization, EYL, following different types of people so that you have a deeper understanding of some of what's happening and diverse folks. You've got to go to museums so you can learn history, read books, like get into your education of self so you know who you are. And also the history only repeats itself. So what they are doing in terms of trying to roll back our history in this moment is very similar to them burning down Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's the same exact concept. It's the same concept as burning down Rosewood. Every time they see us gaining traction in terms of our wealth and our education, they begin to do things to roll it back, to stop our growth and really to create division amongst us. So we have to fight against that by pouring in everywhere that they trying to take it out. We got to pour in, make sure we educate our own children, knowing that they don't want you to teach kids in school important lessons or they're banning books. I'm number 5 on the banned book list from the Navy right now. Number 5. Really? So they number 5 on the ban. It came out of the New York Times the other day. So whatever they don't want us to learn, we should go learn it. Just put it that way simply. The other thing is being in community, right? I personally feel like I'm a stronger leader, not because of what I've done alone, but because what I do in community with others. So the 4 of us at Until Freedom, my son, Linda, Angelo, and myself, we all come from different walks of life. Our attitudes towards things are different. The way we think, the way that we approach everything. And y'all know me and my son, we argue about everything because he sees life from one, you know, not one, but from a perspective that I don't always agree with. That makes me better. So being in community means that I'm able to pick up. I can text with you, Rashad, and be like, well, I don't like so-and-so, or I'll listen to something you say. And I'm like, I don't know if I agree with that. But then again, maybe you're right. So now it's fine tuning my message and helping me get stronger in how I go out and present into the world. That means that self reflection only is not enough. We have to be in community in this moment with other people, join organizations, start book clubs, just be in places and spaces where you become better because of the other individuals you're around. So you would say to me, and I'll be done here, why is that important? Well, because I think that our communities that we build in this moment are going to be important in a few months when some of our people need mutual aid, when some of our kids are in schools that are literally turning their backs on their entire story. I mean, I know that in Florida, they have taken books out of the school that talk about Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman. This is serious stuff, right? So if you're in community, then you can work on bringing your kids into spaces where you don't need white folks to tell them nothing. You don't need the white school system to tell them anything because you're having Saturday classes where you're teaching your kids on your own. Certainly, that's how I grew up. And if somebody loses a job in the community, how do we feed one another? How do we make sure that we have the things that we need to be able to survive? That's only going to come by being in community. And the worst thing we do is wait until it's detrimental and then try to go do it at that time. Now is the time to do that. I think that is it must be a big focus for us, is making yourself uncomfortable by being around a diverse group of people and being consistent about it.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBAR.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.